This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be
standing for truth, justice, and the American way. That's what's in it for you. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, in depth in this hour for Tuesday, the 18th of October. Wowie zowie, this month is zooming by. The Department of Justice of the federal government of the United States of America will collect police data on how much they use force and then make it public for you to know what it is that the police in your community, in your state, in our country is doing. They're going to start collecting this data very shortly. And then, I don't have a problem with this, do you? What do you think? Let's listen to a reporter on this, and then Loretta Lynch, who is from the Department of Justice, with a thought.
The Department of Justice plans to start collecting use of force data from police departments around the country. Federal law already requires the reporting of all deaths that happen in law enforcement custody, including those that happen during arrests. The DOJ is going one step farther and collecting data on non-lethal use of force. We're talking about police use of tasers, batons, police dogs, and even their fists, plus any time an officer shoots at or in the direction of a civilian.
So having that kind of data will help us not only see the problem, but make policy that can help the problem.
Okay, so what's the problem? And how many of you right now are saying to yourself, but don't want to say that's, this is a moment for you to test the truth. See if what I'm about to say is what you're thinking. These people wouldn't do their, the aim here is to make it known how white police officers go after black people. Loretta Lynch administration have always made sure that there was plenty of information about what it's like to live in this country if you're black. And I think that there are a lot of problems in this country that are a result of the color of one's skin. And it isn't, it's not just necessarily because of the color of your skin. It can be your religion. It can be any number of things, actually, that demonstrate prejudice. Police in this country are not trained in the main well enough. There are too many of them, and they don't get paid enough. Fewer police, better trained, better able to understand. But then there's the other way around this, is that there are some people who just have a chip on their shoulder, some people who just are asking for it, some people who are just in the wrong place at the wrong time. There are all kinds of things. So what's really the mandate here? What's really the object lesson? The DOJ is collecting data on non-lethal use of force. So that is police using tasers, batons, police dogs, fists, all be recorded, made public, plus any time an officer shoots at or in the direction of a civilian, that's recorded. It's called the Police Data Initiative. Up and running, 129 law enforcement agencies across the country will start this week using this information. All the departments agree to release at least three data sets, which could be information on stops, searches, officer-involved shooting, other police action. I want to know, I actually would be interested in the information on stops. I want to know how many police officers are being used to collect money, i.e. stopping you with a radar gun for speeding and writing you out a ticket for $125. How does that keep the public safe? Oh, we got to stop those speeders from influencing. There are times, I was driving back from Connecticut on Sunday morning, and I saw a fellow in a white BMW convertible zooming up. I was driving 65 or 70 in my Ford F-550, and I was off to the right-hand side of the road behind a couple of other trucks. This guy came up on us like a bullet and zoomed in, out, and around, back and forth. He had to be doing 90 or 95, and the rest of us were doing 65, 70. Maybe there were a few at 75. And he just, it was, he had marvelous, he could have been a race driver. He had marvelous control of the car. Marvelous control. He zipped from the left lane, the middle lane, to the right lane, back into the middle lane, left lane. And he did that for as far as I could see. No police anywhere. That's what a police officer ought to be doing on the road. And you all know, you've seen it, maybe you've done it yourself. You know as well as I do that every single major highway has drivers like that on it every day, all the time. That's where the police ought to be doing traffic work, it seems to me, not sticking a radar gun out from behind a tree and trying to snap you for doing 4 miles an hour.
Yeah,
the speed
well,
limit.
I just think of one specific instance where my whole family was in the car and we were coming back from the movies and the road was full of people and we were probably going 5 or maybe a few more miles an hour over the speed limit, and there was a cop on the side of the road and he just had his radar gun pointed, and essentially we were the unlucky car to get pointed at and brought to the side.
Yeah.
But the thing is that every single person who was driving in that same space on the road was doing the same speed. So, I mean, you could tell that it wasn't about stopping the guy who was endangering everybody. It was about pulling the unlucky person who just happened to be going a little bit over the speed limit.
Well, sometimes in that circumstance, they'll tell you that they can't stop everybody. I remember using that line when I was a kid. Hey, I was just in the line of traffic. Yeah, we can't get everybody. But it's a lesson that slows people down for a little while. But not for long. I went by a police officer on that same trip. Everybody slowed down. We were all doing, again, the same speed, 70-ish. And a fellow in a car that was off to the left of me, as soon as we went by, the police went over the hill. Boom,
brow. Isn't that interesting, though? That always seems more dangerous to me than if the police officer hadn't been there, because everyone is going faster, and then they all immediately brake. And if you're not paying close enough attention, if you look to the side or you look down for a minute and everybody brakes real fast, then you can cause a crash as compared to if the police officer wasn't there and people didn't brake like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's easy to criticize. Tough job for most people. Some people don't. It depends on your assignment, frankly, much anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, good idea or not, is it good that the Department of Justice is collecting police data and then will make it public? Is it aimed at getting us to think about race relations, what's going on there? There are a lot of bits and pieces of information. I have pointed to this movie, The 13th. It's about the 13th Amendment, how we passed laws to eliminate slavery in our country, and then we passed other laws to sort of bring it back in very quietly. Anyway, we'll continue our conversation here, because that's what this is all about. Talk, 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 yak, 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 and it's 14 past the hour.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, you can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico, get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
on the track, even 1/100th of a second, decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
It's 17 after the hour. The idea that police use force, police are awkward in some circumstances, police ought not to be in some circumstances, easy to criticize. If you just joined us, we're talking about this new idea the Department of Justice has to get information on what the police are doing when they use force, and then make the information public in whatever the local jurisdiction is. Looks like more paperwork to me. Looks like more bureaucracy, more. But there may be some good that comes out of it, because you're paying for the service. Maybe you ought to know what's going on. Here's the story that makes this information necessary. A gunman wearing body armor targeting two California police officers in Vallejo, California, taking a break at a coffee and donut shop. The ambush of the police officers failed because this fellow's gun, Adam Powell, his name, malfunctioned. He went into the Starbucks, tried to shoot the two officers. The officers were not injured because the weapon was in, it looked like, I'm looking at a picture, looked like it was covered with duct tape or something like that, and the gun jammed up. Powell, in critical condition after being shot by the officers when they chased him down the street. So here's the latest attack on police officers. This guy in body armor who shot and killed the two police officers in Palm Springs, responding to a domestic disturbance call at the home of an ex-con. That shooting occurred 3 days after an L.A. County Sheriff Sergeant was shot and killed while answering a burglary call. These are calculated executions. Many of these people involved were parolees. Many of them have just the history of horrible things they've done. So one wonders about the system. Most of these people were black, and not the police officers, but the people committing this. And so what comes of that? The people get their ideas. Are they distorted, or are there these young, angry, they're not always black. There have been a lot of them that have been Muslims, but there aren't many opportunities. I'm trying to remember in my mind, I'm sure there are some, where a white guy went in and shot some black police officers or other white police officers. Isn't it awful when you think about it, how much race tension there is? And for what reason? Why don't you like somebody just because they're a different religion or a different color skin than you have? What's the deal? What, do you think you're better than they are because of the color of your skin or your religion? Sorry, not true. 21 after the hour.
Thank you. what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Say live and let die.
Roger Moore at his 84th birthday last Friday. This is from the first James Bond movie that he was in, and it also helps us focus on Paul McCartney, who is one of the old fellas at Old Cella. He said it was like a once-in-a-lifetime thing, or maybe for us twice-in-a-lifetime. This is a place south of Palm Beach in Indio, which is, frankly, in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing else there but the desert. So McCartney introduced Rihanna to the stage to perform the songs that they recorded last year with Kanye West. Remember when Kanye West introduced Paul McCartney, and people who didn't ever know who Paul McCartney was thought, oh, wow, here's another fine Kanye West. He's helping Paul McCartney get to be successful. Remember that last year?
Unfortunately, he did kind of introduce Paul McCartney to a different generation.
Yeah, to a new group of people, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is called 4-5 Seconds. He says, we finally found somebody under the age of 50, referring to Rihanna. How old is Rihanna? Is she 30-something? 34, 35? You know?
She's in her 20s.
Is she? Still.
Yep.
She's married to Kanye West, though, right?
No, that's Kardashian.
Who is that? Oh, Kardashian. Oh, that's right. Their kid's name is Northwest or something. I remember that.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. Also at Old Cella, lots of attention given this. It was kind of a fun thing. Neil Young, believe it or not, was the youngest performer.
At the age of 70.
Yeah, crank that up for a sec, will you, Karen? Keep me searching for a heart of gold. At the Jock, I played this song.
You remember?
Early 70, 71.
Wow.
72, somewhere in there. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And then it was Crosby, Stills, and Nash because they couldn't get along with Young, or he couldn't get along with them. Anyway, so this was a 2-weekend-long thing, Old Cella. It was Coachella for old people. And the idea came about, wasn't it, right after Coachella last year, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And was it McCartney's idea? Whose idea was it?
I I think just organized. Somebody put it together and ended up getting this incredible lineup. So Mick Jagger said, oh, yeah, it sounds like Coachella for old people. So he started calling it Old-cella.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
This made like $300 million in tickets.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It sold out. The first weekend was $150 million, and then they added a second weekend for another $150.
Could they do it every weekend? Maybe we can have a fun.
They can do it once a year if they keep everybody alive.
Yeah, I mean, but look at all of the... Look at Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen and some of these people that continue to fill up the big stadiums. I think both of them have been to Boston. I'm using the local connection here for me. Fenway Park, Billy Joel was in there 2 years in a row, filled the place up. And, you know, so can you keep doing that? I suppose you can.
Yeah, why
people
not?
Love that stuff. All right, so McCartney didn't show any signs of slowing down. He sang 38 songs.
That's incredible.
In 2 hours and 45 minutes. That's what Bruce Springsteen does, too. These guys all the time. Some of the things that he performed beside Live and Let Die, Come Together, Can't Buy Me Love, Gotta Get You Into My Life, I Want to Be Your Man, Helter Skelter, all the stuff that really is the signature stuff that he does on his own.
Yeah.
I don't know how much he does anymore in terms of... does he have a tour he goes on the road? Ringo's still doing it, but I don't know if McCartney...
No, he's been doing more like one-off shows like this kind of stuff at Desert Trip.
Yeah. Anyway, kind of a neat concept. We all would like to, no matter what our age, would like to have been flies on the wall for that thing.
Absolutely.
Or the conversations beside, behind the scenes, Jagger talking to Neil Young. That had been a trip. The whole thing was a trip. 28 past the hour.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Now with your American Express card, it's two times as splendid to shop small at local stores. Because today is two-day, and you could earn two times your rewards. So now those Main Street beats and corner treats are two times as cool and two times as sweet. One-of-a-kind finds have two times the surprise, and hidden spots are two times the tops. There's always a special feeling when you shop small in your neighborhood. And now that it's two-day, it feels two times as good.
Now through December 31st, you can earn two times your rewards when you shop small with an enrolled American Express card. Learn more and enroll at AmericanExpress.com. You will not earn two times rewards on any bonus you may already enjoy with your card. Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Learn more and enroll online today at AmericanExpress.com. Get out, get together, and shop small.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Venatrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Venatrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Venatrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Venatrans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
I turn the music up, I got my records on. I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees are gone. I feel my heart stop beating to my favorite song.
What's your favorite item of interest today? Tuesday, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, in depth, focusing on some of the political realities of the day. One of them has not to do with either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. It has to do with Amy Goodman. Story yesterday suggesting that the state prosecutor is not going to try Amy Goodman on riot charges in North Dakota. After all, yesterday morning, you may remember, we had a conversation about Amy Goodman, who is a reporter for NPR. She started overviewing what was going on in North Dakota with the planned oil pipeline and how it was affecting the people, mostly Native Americans, whose tribe lives around there. Nobody was covering, nobody was talking about it. The news media was asleep. I was talking about it, and not anybody else on the radio was talking about it. And so Goodman goes up there, and she gets arrested for creating a riot, which, of course, is nonsense. But the locals just wanted to have somebody that they could throw in jail as an example to others. Don't come up here and mess with us. Goodman's attorney said the prosecutor seems to be determined to charge Amy Doe with something. The charge of criminal trespassing. The judge yesterday rejected a charge of engaging in riots. Goodman is the host of the show on NPR. She's been doing this for about 10 years, it looks to me like, maybe even longer than that. So anyway, she told the judge, I was just doing my job. By the way, she's been arrested before. She was arrested at the Republican convention in 2008. That turned around into a $100,000 settlement of her federal suit against the local police in St. Paul. Democracy Now! Circulated a video of what happened September 3rd in North Dakota. State prosecutors said officials want the unedited videos of that day. She's also not only does she do this program, Democracy Now!, but she's also highly visible on social media. She broadcast on Facebook from North Dakota yesterday as she awaited the court decision on the riot charge. Prosecutors suggested that her activities crossed the line from reporting to participation. That wouldn't surprise me. There are a lot of advocates who get on the air. We are advocates. In a manner of speaking, I'm an advocate for certain things. There are plenty of me. It usually is the people who are left of center who are presented as advocates. Now, on NPR, it's pretty obvious that their allegiances are to the candidates and policies that are left of center. It just is. That's just the way it is. Government money being used for this kind of stuff annoys me. I don't think the government money, there should be no government money in National Public Radio or public television at all. None. Not a dime. Not a penny. Not a nickel. None. That's one of those things that is, it's almost like a charity. There is no reason for us to be putting money into NPR any more than there is to put money into Amtrak. But at any rate, the idea of supporting public money, supporting something that has that left a point of view, and then people who do right-of-center programs like Limbaugh and Hannity and Mark Levin and Savage, whoever you want to come up with. But most of the people doing talk radio political programs are right-of-center. There are some good left-of-center hosts, but not many. And you could maybe say the same thing about there aren't many good right-of-center hosts either, but they seem to get more traction for whatever the reason. And the point here is that the people who are right-of-center don't get any support from the public through tax dollars. People left-of-center do. And I think that's inappropriate, frankly. As far as Amy Goodman is concerned, she is a radical. She is how would I best say, she's socially aware and active and uses her bully pulpit for that. But for her to be charged in this circumstance, she was actually doing a good job in bringing this to the public's attention because there hadn't been any coverage at all. And so I feel strongly that this is one of those local yokels who wants to teach one of them guys from Washington a lesson. We'll teach you a lesson to come up here. You're a liberal. Okay, so that's how that goes. Let's, I think there are a lot of people who want to write in a name for president. Write in candidates. If you don't like who's on the ballot, the solution is to write in your own candidate, right? I've been thinking about doing that. However, depending on what state you live in, it may not count as a vote. Not every state allows write-in candidates for the office of president. Many that do allow have specific rules. So listen up if you want to write down. Let me see if I can help you a little bit here. 9 states don't allow voters to write in a candidate, period, end of story. 33 states allow write-in candidates but require a candidate to file a declaration of intent to run or at bare minimum provide information for the electorate. So in John McCain's case, where he recently said, if you're writing in Lindsey Graham's name, a vote for Graham won't actually be counted. Like many states that require filings for write-in candidates, Arizona's deadline is already passed. Graham didn't file there. So that leaves 8 states to count the votes of any name. But even then, the candidates need to meet the eligibility requirements. Fictional characters usually aren't counted. Mickey Mouse gets written in. There's always a Pee Wee Herman here and there. So if you want to write in a name, you just ask, just call your city clerk or town clerk and see what they do. Will they vote actually count? Not that it makes, not that it's going to count. It's going to be one of these two people, Trump or Clinton, and increasingly it looks like it's going to be Clinton. And so now what she's doing, after the debate, which I think is tomorrow night, the last debate tomorrow night, after that, it looks like she's so confident that she's going to win that she's going to start campaigning for Democrats who are running for Congress and the Senate in an attempt to take everything away from the Republicans, using Donald Trump as the bait or as the reason. Look at this guy. Look at him. You want other Republicans? He's a Republican. You want Republicans like him to be running the Congress? You want him to run the Senate? So, as a matter of fact, she said yesterday, or somebody said in her campaign, that Trump is becoming more unhinged every day, and that looks good for Democrats. Why? Why would that be? Well, it is because that's the way people think. There are coattails. I'm not sure that there's going to be the enthusiasm behind Hillary Clinton that there might have been even behind Barack Obama with coattails, and that didn't even work for him. People like to have the government separated. You know what I mean? Not the one party in charge of everything. Also, on the Donald Trump side of things, Howard Stern was interviewed yesterday. Howard Stern on Sirius XM, but you know him as the bad boy of morning radio for years and years and years. He's had Donald Trump on his program many times. He considers him a friend who's been on the program. Why don't I play the tapes? I feel Donald Trump did the show in an effort to be entertaining, have fun with us, and I feel like it would be a betrayal to any of our guests if I sat there and played him now when people are attacking him. That's what Stern said on his program yesterday. Not to mention these interviews were done in full public view. These conversations that I had with Donald Trump weren't done in private like the Billy Bush tapes. It was on the radio. He indicated it would be too easy and simplistic to replay Trump's past interviews saying they weren't conducted to screw somebody over, Stern's words. We're having a good time. I fully knew what I was doing when I interviewed Trump. I knew I had a guy who loved to talk about sex. I had a guy who loved to evaluate women. These are avenues I went down because I knew it would entertain the audience. Still, Stern, who is no stranger to controversy, drew a line at the lewd language in Trump's leaked tape from Access Hollywood. But the idea of locker room talk all the times I've been around guys, and believe me, when I'm around guys, 85% of the time we're talking about you-know-what, but I've never been in the room where somebody had said, grab them. A lot of locker room banter is desperate talk. The reason that it's in the locker room is because nobody is proud of it. I think that's applicable. I do. I think that's true, frankly. So, that's enough politics. 44 past the hour.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new Bank of America USA Today Better Money Habits report finds that young Americans may be missing out on some critical life lessons with respect to their finances. Nearly all said they wish they'd learned more about personal finance in school. 43% wish they'd learned how to invest, and 1 in 4 regrets not learning how to manage monthly bills. Andrew Plepler, Environmental, Social, and Governance Executive, Bank of America.
The good news is that young adults are very self-aware. They recognize that they need to learn more about personal finance. That's why we created Better Money Habits through a partnership with Khan Academy, a nonprofit organization that is a leader in making complex subjects more accessible. We're offering free financial resources online, covering everything from understanding your credit score to understanding your paycheck to buying your first home and saving for retirement. Better Money Habits helps build both the knowledge and confidence needed to make smart financial decisions.
For more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make 2 trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 2-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
All right, we have now at 47 past the hour, Iraqi forces in, the Iraqi forces backed by U.S. troops attacked a Daesh stronghold to liberate Mosul. I never realized, I don't know if I pronounced that right or not, M-O-S-U-L. I've heard it pronounced a number of ways. But they want to get in there and wipe out Daesh because there's a humanitarian crisis. There have been 1 million people in that city trying to get out as Daesh came in. Here's a reporter on the refugee situation.
As Iraqi forces begin their siege on Mosul to eradicate ISIS, many fear a humanitarian crisis is just around the corner. With over 1 million residents possibly trying to flee the city, the situation could become one of the worst man-made displacement crises in recent memory. On the first day of the battle, emergency camps were ready to accommodate 60,000 people, but 200,000 people may try to escape Mosul in just the first few days. A United Nations agency says in the worst-case scenario, 700,000 refugees will need emergency accommodations. That is, if they're able to flee. ISIS snipers and landmines are trapping residents in the city where the terror group is trying to use them as human shields.
All right, so the front lines to the east of Mosul, I'm looking at sort of a map here, quiet last night, working with the Iraqis, the Kurdish forces, trying to get rid of Daesh. They've held their positions. And as a matter of fact, they've captured a handful of villages around Mosul. They've achieved their day-to-day objectives, but there are all kinds of things going on. These people from Daesh are like monsters. They're creatures. They really are horrible subhumans. 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
About 53 after the hour, it's Tuck. No, it isn't either. It's Tech Talk. It's just regular talk time. It's Tech Talk time. With us reviewing some good drone news, Verizon used a drone over parts of North Carolina last week during the flood to check cellular site locations, see if they were damaged. The area is in such a mess, the ground vehicles couldn't get there, so Verizon bought some drones and sent a boat out with technicians who restored service after they saw, or after what the drone saw, to the damage. That was pretty interesting use of that. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, you did just hear me say something good about Verizon. Don't get too carried away with it, though, because that's about it. All right, in a moment, there is other good news regarding drones and how they're being used, and we'll have that. Victoria will have that info right after this.
When I host my family, my mom says, Carol, you have this magical way of making us all so comfortable. Yes, Mom, the comfort elves work very hard at that. The truth is, I have thecompanystore.com. Everything's made with the ultimate comfort. Now, if I just had some cleanup elves.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans.
All right, over the weekend, Rwanda officially opened its first drone delivery program. What's the story? What happened that was good there?
Well, you know, I often don't have much good to say about drones.
Me either. But
a lot of people tend to not have good drone news. But this is a really incredible life-saving mission that Rwanda has partnered with a company called Zipline. They're based in California, and they're using a vaccine fund, which is backed by Bill Gates, and the UPS has a charitable arm, which I did not know about, called Gavi.
Really?
And they're all together in this drone startup called Zipline. And so now what they do is Zipline drones in Rwanda, in the western part of the country, which is extremely rural and very difficult to access.
Yeah.
They're using drones to deliver blood and plasma.
I got news for you. Rwanda, it doesn't make any difference whether you're east, west, north, or south in Rwanda. You're not finding too much going on there in terms of what we would consider the suburban life. Let's put it that
right.
way.
Yeah, well, Rwanda plans to, they launched it over the weekend, and they plan to have between 50 and 150 drones delivering blood and plasma to 21 clinics per day.
Oh.
Which is incredible. And the thing about it that's so cool, too, all they have to do to request a blood drop-off, healthcare workers send a text message, and 30 minutes later, the drone arrives with blood or plasma. The reason this is so important, postpartum hemorrhaging is the primary cause of death for new mothers in Rwanda. And clinics often don't have the resources. They can't keep blood on ice. They can't keep it cold. So it's really incredible that these drones are able to do that. And it's the cost them about the same as it is for motorbikes to do the deliveries, which is their current method.
So, and where are they getting these drones?
Well, they're renting.
What I don't understand is how they're, you know, we've seen 100 different designs on drones.
Mm-hmm.
So they must be building one that has almost a hydraulic component to it that can grab onto things and carry them, and then somebody releases it, and the hydraulics release whatever is holding onto it, and the stuff just drops to the ground.
Yeah, it has little parachutes attached to it, everything
that
they drop. Yeah, there are different sizes and different models of drones. Obviously, they're the type that you're allowed to fly around if you're just a regular person and you want to spy on your neighbors. Those are smaller drones, and these are larger ones. And they even are going to now move into, you know, the giant food delivery bundles that used to be parachuted out of planes and helicopters. They're going to start doing that with drones, too, to drop food supplies. So all different sizes and strengths and abilities of these drones is really incredible.
Yeah. Well, as they get put to good uses, that's fine.
Yeah.
But some of the people who have used them have been pretty destructive with them. So anyway, that's good. It's good to know how those things are being used. 59 past the hour here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.